There are currently over 61,000 people in prison in Spain, with an incarceration rate 32% above the European average, and one in three prisoners is foreign. Is the current system effective, or should we rethink it? Today we have with us
Sara as the prison governor defending the prison system.
Aaron, a restorative justice advocate defending the reintegration and reducing reoffending.
And I'm Luciana, I will be adding some data to the debate.
Prisons are not just about punishment, they also focus on rehabilitation. Many institutions offer education programs, vocational training, and psychological support to help inmates reintegrate into society as responsible citizens. As a prison governor, I strongly believe that prison sentences remain a necessary part of our justice system. First and foremost, prison ensures public safety by removing dangerous individuals from society. Without this measure, communities could be at serious risk. Secondly, prison acts as a deterrent, knowing that committing a crime may lead to imprisonment, discourages many people from breaking the law. While it might not stop everyone, it certainly reduces crime rate.
Lucia, what do you have to add to it?
Even though it's true that some prisons do offer formal professional treatment, many of prisoners struggle with drug abuse, but only 20 to 10% receive a formal professional and only 30% rehabilitate in prison. It is true that prison does work with reincarceration. Only in Spain, only 20% come back to prison for new felonies within the 10 years of release. People who have the most common reincarceration felonies are felony, theft, violence against women.
Aaron, you want to add some information about this?
Yes, about the rehabilitation, I think there are education programs, as Sara said, and the prisoners who participate are up to 40% less likely to reoffend. Also, there are job training in prison that can significantly improve reintegration into society. There are also alternatives to prison, as community service and probation, that can reduce reoffending more effectively for minor crimes, and some countries with strong rehabilitation systems have lower crime rate overall.
Lucia, do you want to tell us something about anything?
In 2024, 7,000 people received community service in Spain as their sentence. And it is true, 90% of them do not commit any felony. And it also means a safe in an economical safe of 60%.
What do you think about that?
About the women in prison, I think they are vulnerable because a lot of them are moms that are alone. Also, inside the prison, lots of them suffer from bullying from the other prisoners because they live with all type of men.
About the situation in women, most of them are mothers of minors, and they have less visits than men, and they are usually in men's prisons in a part for women, and 70% of them have suffered violence against women.
Sara, what do you think about this also?
I think that it's true that prisons don't offer a very professional program to help the prisoners, but I mostly agree with Aaron, because I think that women in prison doesn't have very good
conditions
that other men's.
Well, in conclusion, prison is not always the most effective solution. Rehabilitation helps reduce reoffending and supports reintegration into society, making it a better option in many cases. Therefore, it should be prioritized over imprisonment wherever possible.